It is time now for The Changemakers, a monthly interview series here on 97.9 The Hill, presented by Launch Chapel Hill, a startup accelerator and local community of entrepreneurs and innovators. They're right downtown. LaunchChapelHill.com is their website. And today we're joined by Mark Van Zee, the founder of Saku Biosciences. SakuBio.com is their website. Mark, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, excited to be here.
I asked about the pronunciation of Saku, and then I just completely screwed up biosciences there, but that's fine. Tell us about yourself. What's your background and what brought you to Chapel Hill?
Yeah, no, I'm, again, CEO of Saku Biosciences, a biotech startup out of Los Angeles, actually. More recently, we spent a lot more time in North Carolina just because I think there's a lot of really exciting things going on here. And yeah, I'm really happy to be here.
Love it. What was your connection with Launch? How'd you get connected with them?
Yeah, so I ended up talking to Emil Runge, who's kind of the lead of the Launch Accelerator program. We were kind of having a back and forth back in the day about, different connections in North Carolina that we can get access to and whatnot. And one day I actually asked him, like, you know, what is it that you actually do? Because I didn't actually know. And he said, hey, I actually run this accelerator program here at UNC. And it would be great if you can actually be a part of this KMPG, accelerator program that we're a part of. And so that's how that all started. And I think within a matter of months, we went from, again, having like zero clients to having a bunch of clients in the area. And that's been really exciting for us as
awesome.
Small stage startup.
So what is Saku Biosciences and what do you do?
So Saku Biosciences is designed to scale productivity in biotech. Because what I recognized back in the day was that biotech is not limited by R&D or the ability to make these products, whether it's revolutionizing medicine, food, or chemistry. It really has a scalability issue. Mm-hmm. How do we get products to market faster? How do we make these products economically viable and a lot of those other things?
So you do something, you accomplish something in a lab or, mm-hmm. or something small, you do it one time, you have to reproduce it countless times in order to get it to market.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I think to kind of simplify it a little bit, so you have these wonderful gene therapies that can cure diseases.
Yep.
For example, there's a cure out there for sickle cell disease, but it costs millions of dollars to make per dose. That's just not going to work on a day-to-day level. So how do we actually improve the economics and scalability of these products to actually bring them to market?
Cool. So what do you do?
So specifically what we do is to kind of get into how this process works. So in the manufacturing space, they actually use a process called fermentation, where you have these microbes make these products in these large tanks. What we do is we actually just use evolution to improve the underlying microbes that go into these tanks. Typically, people try to use very complicated techniques, whether that's improving the manufacturing systems, AI, CRISPR. We just go back to the basics of evolution to solve this problem, and I think it's working out really well right now.
Love it. Speaking with Mark Van Zee, Saku Biosciences is the company. SakuBio.com is the website. That's S-A-K-U, by the way, SakuBio.com. Part of a conversation called The Changemakers, which is presented by Launch Chapel Hill. And again, LaunchChapelHill.com is their website. So what was the role of Launch in advancing Saku as a company?
Well I think really what Launch did was get us connected to all the key players in the North Carolina region, whether that was NC Biotech, RTI, various CDMOs or manufacturing organizations in the area. That's what really kickstarted our growth in the area. And we have quite a few announcements coming up that I'm going to be excited to share relatively soon.
Awesome. What's been a success story for you so far?
So I think, fortunately, I can't talk about it fully because, again, the paperwork's not signed yet.
Right.
I just came here last fall, and one thing I've learned in biotech is that the business can take a long time. Mm-hmm. It's not like software where, hey, you come into an area and you get clients day two. Some of these contracts and negotiations take years, and that was one of the big things I learned actually coming out of an academic lab and becoming a scientist is that the business takes just as long as the science. And so to answer your question, ask me again in a year or two and I'll tell you what's going on.
How did your own you mentioned coming out of an academic lab, like how did that inform the direction you're taking the company?
Yeah, I think what it did is that it brought me really close to the end problem.
Okay.
Right? Like where is the core problem in the industry? And I think a big problem in biotech right now is that a lot of innovation comes out of academic labs where they think about very technical problems. But for context, I actually built a couple of e-commerce companies back in the day, and I knew how to work backwards. okay, well, what is the core problem in the industry that needs to be solved? And how do I build a technology that goes and solves that problem? Well, that took quite a long time. So for context, this technology was started about a decade ago out of the Dino DiCarlo lab as an undergrad project, actually. And it took me about 8 years to actually develop that technology to a point where people were commercially interested. But I think over the long run, that's really paid off because, again, I'll go to these customer sites and just start talking about it briefly. And they go, hey, this actually solves a really key problem for us. Let's talk more.
Yeah. Speaking with Mark Van Zee, and what you're saying like is reminding me of just so many different other conversations that I've had. I read a book, Holden Thorpe, former UNC chancellor and now editor of Science magazine, wrote a book, what was it, like 8 years ago, where he talked about like the social contract between academia and just like the general public and the business world as exactly what you're saying, like the academic lab needs to be freed up to just do really cool theoretical innovative work. But you also have to think about like, okay, we've done this cool thing. Now, how do we commercialize it? How do we bring it out into the real world? And you're in that space and it's really cool.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting. And actually to kind of provide more context of why I'm in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So I was in California right during the Silicon Valley boom. Mm-hmm. And what made Silicon Valley boom was that they built out that entrepreneurial startup infrastructure around universities to yep. really start to kind of accelerate that
the
innovation.
The Berkeleys and the Stanfords and the everything. Yeah,
exactly. And what gets me so excited about North Carolina is that I'm seeing that here now.
Yeah,
where they have a lot of talent from all the industry and manufacturing. Again, you have Novonesis here, BASF, Lonza, a lot of the big, you know, biotech and chemical companies over in this area. And now you're starting to see that infrastructure around universities to stimulate innovation and think about building technologies that solve actual problems. And I think actually in 10 years, North Carolina will be where Silicon Valley is today.
Okay, I have to ask because it's 2026 and everyone's got this on their minds. You already mentioned RTI, which mm-hmm. is a company that has gone through some stuff in the last 12 months. How is the ecosystem for what you're doing now versus like last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago?
I think actually I disagree with other people in the space right now. Okay. I think people think that the space is struggling. Mm-hmm. I think the space is in a healthy place right now.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because I think a few years ago, what biotech tried to do was say, hey, we can make these products that already exist, but because it's biotech, it's greener, it's more secure or whatever, and people will pay a premium on that product. Now they've kind of realized, hey, people aren't going to do that, and we need to actually solve real problems that people are dealing with in the industry. And so what I've seen over the last 12 months is that all the startups have really started focusing on what is the actual problem that people are dealing with and how can biotech solve that versus leading with biotech. And so I think that what we're going to see over the next 12 to 24 months is that transition where biotech really solves real world problems versus just being a hype cycle machine to fundraise.
Speaking with Mark Van Zee, Saku Biosciences is the company. SakuBio.com is the website. Got to wrap up. What can you say that's coming up for you in 2026?
So I think making that transition from, okay, we have like a, you know, pilot scale proof of concept in the lab to, hey, this is something that actually works in the real world and actually shows that for customers that we can actually scale their innovations in the real world. So again, we'll be able to announce some things later this year and excited for what's to come.
And that's this month's round of the Changemakers presented by Launch Chapel Hill, startup accelerator and local community of entrepreneurs and innovators right here in Chapel Hill. LaunchChapelHill.com is their website. Mark Van Zee, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, excited to be here.